Hello, my friends. Thank you for listening to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It is the 12th of October, and we are returning to our studies in Old Testament stories through New Covenant lens, specifically the book of Psalms. And we're going to work on some Psalms this week as we look at the Songbook of Israel. Today, I arrive at the 15th Psalm, reminding you that we're not trying to do every Psalm or give an exhaustive overlook of each psalm, but I'm just looking at the things in those psalms that speak to me, that say something about the new covenant, that say something about our situation. And I've been doing a lot of looking at some of the imagery of the book of Revelation, and when you see that city of God coming down, where the angel says, do you want to see the Lamb's bride? And then he shows John a city coming down from God out of heaven that we call New Jerusalem. And we are called that city. There's not a reference that someday the Lamb's bride will be that city, but that is the Lamb's bride. And so the fact that we are that city, then what you read about that city has relevance in what you know you are on the earth. I hope that makes sense. So that's kind of how I study the word. If you can make one connection, then you're free to make other connections. So if you are identified as a part of the city of God, which you must be, because in Hebrews 12, we're told that we're not at the mountain that can be touched, that burns with fire, that's dark and with a tempest, that's Sinai, but we have come to the mountain of Zion, and on that mountain is the city of God, the city of the people of God, and so that's us, that's where we live. When Revelation introduces that, it tells us that God has now decided to make his home with men. Let me read a verse to you. It's not my point today, but it helps set up my point. From Revelation 21:3, I heard a loud voice from heaven said, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God." And it's the same phrase, different in the English, but same in the Greek, where it says, in John 1, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, dwelt tabernacles. The word became flesh, that's Jesus, and he made his tabernacle among us. And then in Revelation 21, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people and be their God." And that's us. That's where we live. The Message Bible says it this way, look, God has moved into the neighborhood. Okay, so if God lives in the neighborhood, if God's made his tabernacle with us, then you can take something like Psalms 15 and you can apply the descriptions of what it looks like to live in God's neighborhood and see what it ought to look like in us. So I want to read for you Psalm 15. It's only 5 verses long. Pay attention to the qualifications for living in God's neighborhood. "Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, who does not backbite with his tongue or does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury or with interest. He doesn't take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved." Now, start here. What's it look like to live in God's neighborhood on God's hill? That's verse 1. The end of the psalm, verse 5, "Do these things, you'll never be moved." Move from where? You'll never be moved from God's neighborhood, from God's holy hill. In between those two things, in between those questions are the answer. It's the upright. And then it looks like he who works righteousness, and we get thrown off by that when we look at that through the new covenant lens. We go, well, we don't work righteousness, though righteousness does work out of us. But if we were to read that text maybe a little closer to the Hebrew, we might see something else. The Hebrew word for righteousness is tzedek, transliterated into English, T-S-E-D-E-K. And the translators often used the word righteousness to translate tzedek, but they didn't always use the word righteousness because in the English, the word tzedek has two English meanings. It means righteousness and it means justice. And so sometimes in the Old Testament, they translate it as justice. Sometimes they translate it as righteous. Due to our teaching of individual righteousness under the lens of the New Covenant, most of the time when we read the word righteousness, we think of a spiritual condition. When we read the word justice, we think of a social condition. And that's what's caused us to think that the New Testament is all about individual righteousness and not about social justice, because the New Testament never translated the Greek word for righteousness as justice. Even though, by the way, even in the Greek, they're the same word. Now, sometimes in the Old Testament, you get the word righteousness where the word justice is more appropriate. This story is not talking about the guy that gets to live in God's neighborhood is the guy that does the right thing righteously, that looks good righteously. No, it's he who walks uprightly and works tzedek. He who walks uprightly and works justice. He speaks the truth in his heart, doesn't backbite with his tongue, doesn't do evil to his neighbor, doesn't take up a reproach against his friend. All of those things are not descriptions of righteousness. They're descriptions of justice. He doesn't despise a vile person. He honors people that fear the Lord. He swears to his own hurt. He doesn't change. He doesn't put out his money with interest. He doesn't take a bribe against innocent people. And this is proof that he'll never leave the neighborhood. This is where he lives. So you are a part of the city of the Most High God. What does it look like to live in God's neighborhood? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a day of justice. Take some time and spend it alone with Psalm 15 and realize that to live in the neighborhood of God, which you do, comes with a certain level of responsibility, which you have. And part of that is justice. And let's talk to the Father about what that means from us. See you tomorrow. God bless.